Begin the current daven mesech meseir ben that chavdal. Begin the mitalos. Begin the tis demast. It begins towards the Gemara. Loi marin. We didn't say this. Loi have a basis time. Only if it's not an area basis time. Which Tosfos explains the reasoning. The Gemara had said a carpet that's more than basis time, which was hukaf ladira. So that's an okay area. But if most of it was planted with seeds, then it's like a garden that's forbidden. Now the diak the Gemara made. But if let's say it's only the minority, then it's going to be permitted. That Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua had said we only said this if that minority that was planted is basis time. But if it's going to be more than that, if it's going to be based on some, it's going to be also like Rabban who say it's forbidden to carry from a karfa to a chatzar, and here where the chatzar is beached to a karfa, which is based on some, then it's going to be forbidden to carry in both of them. That's how Tez Damascus says, Lemran, the love based on some. But if it was based on some, like Rabbanan, then that's already a karfa, a karfa and chatzar make it forbidden one on the other. Says Tez is Avagav the Rabban, although according to Rabbanan. Karfa pachas me beis asayim, although even when the karfa is less than beis asayim, dino ke karfa beis asayim has the same halachic status as a karfa which is two saw, which is latat min lachatzer. It's still forbidden to carry from the karfa to the chatzer. And Tosfos says, I'll tell you why that is. Mishum de ain svar shi shleisha chalukim mishleisha mashiuy. And as the previous Tosfos had said, it wouldn't be logical to differentiate three differences between three minute amounts because when it's more than beis asayim, even Mishum agrees that it's forbidden. Base assign is where the machleg is, and then there's less than base assign. Obviously, Rabbanu would not make such differentiations, and less than that they would say it's the same as base assign itself. But still, says Taisus, hacha over here loy also mid hanizra. In spite of that, here we have the minority of the karfaf, which is planted. If it's less than base assign, although wait a second, less than base assign is still where it's planted. It's like a garden; it'll still be a karfaf, it'll still be problematic. No, here where it's here, it's only a minority of it that was planted. It's not going to make a problem. L'roiv shein in Israel, for the majority which is not planted, even b'mashal parts lebimalui, even though it's totally breached to it. The reason for that is the kimin shu pachas mebeis. Although technically, usually it's considered a karfav, but here, where since it's less than two saw, lechashav is not considered significant, and therefore batal gabar roiv shein in Israel. It's actually nullified to the majority which is not planted, and if we actually consider it all as non-karfav, although generally karfav is, as Tosfos just proved before, even according to Rabbanan, when it's less than basis time. Now, of a basis time, but if it's already a basis time, then chashat tvein, then it's really significant v'loy bata, and therefore cannot be nullified. And therefore, even though it's a minority, then it will be problematic. Now, whereas uben nizer rubai, and when the majority of it is planted, then afil aloy have a basis time, then even when it's not basis time, yeah, us would be problematic, because the batla gabi rubai, because then the minority is nullified to the majority, and actually the abakan is a cool event cycle as if all of it is planted, and therefore that's like one big karfa, therefore that would be problematic. The next text, the master begins towards the Gemara, sandal shenifteka b'chul, regarding a sandal that the straps tore. The text explains that even if it wasn't fixed, it's going to be tummy, because the text that was brought was a sandal that one of the straps tore and was fixed. Then there's tummy medrash. So Taisa says, "What didn't believe tikna nami the tummy medrash?" Truth is, the sandal would still be tummy medrash even without the strap being fixed. Because the ikash never sika parchal tumah. Because if you would think to say that, oh no, it has to be fixed because when you lose a strap, it loses the tumah. Then actually suli hadrula. Then why would it help that you fixed it? The tumah would have gone back. The limit in the tumah yeshana chazes. We don't find an old tumah coming back. El b'chli matzis. That's one exception. Rabbinic law regarding a metal vessel. Can be found from the parakam of the shabbos. Can find the first parakam in the shabbos of design itself. So then addressing the question, then Bahad did not get to Batikna, then why did we say we fixed the first strap? So Pesha Conscious Rashi explains, Lashmin is just coming to tell us, Avagav the Tikna, it's regarding actually the Seifa, not for this Allah, that even if you end up fixing the first strap, Kinevsikashneo, when the second strap tears, Tahirim and the Medrus then to be tar from Medrus, because the Pan Chadash and Bahadakam, because a whole new sand, because they lost the first strap and the second strap, but you're right, regarding losing the first strap, there's no significance of having been fixed. Tenek says the master begins with the Gemara of a tummy maga medrash, but there's going to be tumma of having touched a medrash, which Tosfos explains this too, where we said that regarding when it loses the second strap, although it's not going to have medrash anymore, but it's going to have a tumma maga medrash. So Pesach Kodrash explains why is this Bishop Dadayin Klihu, because it's still going to be considered as a vessel, even though it lost both straps, but since it's still as a it has some utility, to use it for some other utility, so therefore it's still going to have maka medrus, which is something, whatever kli it is, that had touched a medrus, which this bottom, let's say the sole of the sandal, which you could use for something, had come in contact with the straps, with the whole sandal, before it lost the status of a sandal, and therefore it's a maka medrus. Says Taisis, now according to Rashi interpretation, So this halacha is even if it lost a second strap, tummy like a mattress. Still going to have a tumah of having touched a mattress, because again, you could use it for something else. And that's the taste of a kasha, but it's difficult. Because it's not behead b'seifa, the hach mishnah m'sechtes kem perkavav, and the seifa of this mishnah itself, m'sechtes kem that we're quoting over here. It says, if you didn't get a chance to fix the first strap, and the second strap already tore, that the hayra, it's going to be tar even from aga madras. So Taisa says, Rashi, which we don't have here in our Gemara, Chazaba, he says, oh, because of that question, Rashi retracted. Again, he edited, avot tami maga medrash. But it will have a tum of maga medrash, because the dain klihu, because it's still a vessel, b'chazla mesekamaisa, and it still has utility for its original thing, which is you could use it as a sandal, because do isak nirishayna. Because yes, the first one was fixed. Rashi had to edit that, because yeah, if to say that actually the interpretation is because it is still as a sandal. Because we see that as a kli is not enough, because we see if it actually lost both straps and that's a kli, but not a sandal, actually is tar, and it would not have a makamadis. Now, but then says Taisis, well, the Perushai, according to Rashi interpretation, itzrich lemisni bereisha b'tikna, then according to that interpretation, you would have to say in the first teaching, when it lost the first strap, that you have to say that, oh, that it fixed it. So therefore, even when it tears the second one, it's still going to have tumah of makamadis. Because the Eloi Nisakna, if you didn't fix the first strap, Kinifsikishni, when you would fix the second strap, in the Tumea, for the Maga Majus, then they wouldn't even have a Tumah of touching a Majus, because it doesn't have any straps at all, and therefore you can't use it at all, it wouldn't be considered as a sandal. Now, the Agav, the Tani Bereisha, and therein you have to say, that since we have to say the Vitikna, that you fixed it, because of the first halacha, to say, meaning that when you lost the first strap, that you have to say that you fixed it, because of the Sefer, so Tanami Vesefer is so too when we said the second halacha, when the second strap tore, we also said Vitikna that you fixed it. But the truth is, even if you didn't fix the second one, it's still going to have a tumah of Maka Majus because you can still strap the shoe because you have the still have the first one that was fixed. But Tanya says to me, however, Tima to wonder, must I bole Maka Majus? When exactly did this sandal get the tumah of having touched the Majus? And that is the imbole maga majus and majus yachad. If you're going to think to say because, oh, what do you mean? The same time that it became tumah of majus, it got the tumah of maga majus. Kugoyin, for example, shadar salav hazav beragli yachav. The zav stepped on this sandal with his bare foot. Oh yeah, filib minul, or even if he's wearing a shoe. But malihivsig b'pshut declades. But there was no other flat wooden vessel that got in the way between his foot and the sandal. Which that's also like going to be like the zav having put his weight on the sandal. So it comes out the same moment when he's being medrus on it. It's also like maga medrus is touching the zav. So on that says Taisim Kain, if that would be the case, and that's how you got mega medrus. At the same time, you get medrus. So then ikapan chadosh is la maga medrus kamei la medrus. Then just like we say regarding the reason why it lost medrus is because it's not the original sandal once the two straps tear. So then you should also lose the maga majus because it's the same thing. It's not the original thing that became maga majus. So how can you say that it still retains maga majus even though it lost majus? Now, but says Tais, Lepirish Rashi Kama, according to Rashi's first interpretation that we brought, did he explain that the reason why the sandal is tummy maga majus because you could use it for something else, not as a sandal. So Nicha, that would make sense. Now, Philonifsku Bezen Nam, like we said, according to that interpretation of Rashi before he had to retract and edit it, that even when both straps tear, tumah maga majus, still going to have a tumah touching majus, since it's useful for some other thing, like just as a kli, not as a sandal. So although it's not going to have majus, because you can't strap it anymore because it lost both of the original straps, but still, it's going to have tumah because of maga majus, because it's still a kli. But that's what Taisa finds difficult, according to the Rashi's edited interpretation, where he says the reason why it's maga majus is because you can still use it as a shoe, because it's told about the tikna that you fixed the first strap, so it's difficult. So why is madras different than maga madras? Just like losing the madras, so too it should be losing the maga madras too. Then Taisa continues, says, Obeperik elik sharm. In Masech the Shabbos of Kavid Beis and Beis, Petra Kondra Rashi gives a different interpretation. The tummy maga madras, the reason why it's going to have a tumma of touching madras, is lafisha noga ba'atzmoy. It's because the sandal touched itself, kishal yava tumma. When it was Avatama, when it still had the strap, so the sole, which is now not a sandal anymore, had at that point touched it. So although it's not a medrus anymore, it's still going to be mega medrus. Which Tais says, well, in here, that does not seem to be correct. The Tumas Beis Astarmi, that's considered a transmission of Tumah in a concealed area, where Delay Kamal and Kriya Meredam Tam. We don't rule a Grimei that says it's Mimitami. And how do we know this? Mid the Parish Pshitas, the fact that it explains without any contestant Beperk behem a kashin and chul nev ayin beis of a beis or bar beraitim there and kuf chum tesam a beis. It says tumas beis storm he. Oh, that's considered concealed tumah, which is not transmitted. So you see, obviously we don't rule like that. Now, so therefore, Tesis finds difficult Rashi interpretation beside the shops. Then he goes to Umashapirish Khan, what Rashi interprets over here, which is similar, Nami, that he says, oh, the Bishas Pirshasin mi Eisen says that when the sandal gets detached from the strap, which again we're saying the straps are getting detached, at that point in time, so it loses the status of medrash because it cannot be used as a sandal anymore. At that moment, but kibul tamim aviv, it's now touching something, which are the straps, which at that moment when it's being detached, it's touching it. That's when it's getting the tumah from the medrash, but it's not a medrash itself, and that's going to be magen medrash. The Tosafot says in and there that does not seem to be correct either, because the beperek b'mem kasha the gemara within chul and daf ayin beizim beizim. I mean, the gemara says the beinan boys mi beged gadol. We need to have a garment that became tummy from a medrus, and then you cut off a piece, which is it itself is not fit for medrus, it's fit for something else. But after you cut it, if you still retain from the original piece that it got cut off, that claw, that still has a measurement of tumas medrus, then the piece that got cut off from it also is going to have the tumah, because the original piece, it's coming from a beged gadol. Now the problem is over here by the sandal, where once the straps get detached, so there's no more medrash from the finger got detached from. So then you're not going to have maga medrash either, because you don't have what's called bois mi beged gadol. So how could Rashi say that it's going to have maga medrash because it's touching? That's only when the thing that it got removed from still has that measurement, which you don't have over here. All you have is straps, which are not medrash themselves. And says Tzayis Vein Lamed, don't say Dikashatikin Oizen Rishon. Oh, Tzayis comes over to Lamed this over. He says, don't say, oh, when you're fixing the first strap, La'acha Shatafra Chetzia. So when you stitched halfway, so okay, it's connected, albeit halfway. Now Ubala Thomas Medris. So now the Tumma of Medris is coming to the strap, Shabbat la sandal, because now the strap is secondary to the sandal, it's attached to it. Now Ukashazer Vitafar Khasyashani. Now when you subsequently stitch the second half of the strap, you finish stitching it. Bola sandal maga medrus mina oizen. Now the sandal, it's going the other way around, is touching, it's getting a touching of a medrus from the strap, because the strap was already medrus by being bottle, but it wasn't really part of the sandal. Now when you're finishing stitching, this medrus is now touching the sandal, so the sandal is maga medrus. And like a pan chadashis. And we don't have the question that we said about opan chadashis, because when the second strap gets torn and then you fix it, it doesn't get removed from the sandal the name of maga medrash, because maga was after the first one was already stitched from the so therefore maybe you're gonna say that that's why it doesn't lose maga medrash. So it says you can't say that. Because if that would be the case, then Tifshin Bayin Da Kamei Shabbat, then you should resolve the question that Gemara asked the Menachas of Chabdal Menaf. Obviously, the Gemara, there are questions, and it says, do we say such a concept that if something's already Tumma, that, okay, it's already satiated, it's already, you can't add on more Tumma to something that's already Tumma. Here, seemingly you can resolve the question, why doesn't the Gemara resolve it? Because, what do you mean? Here we see that even though this sandal itself was already Medrash, you see that you're telling me they could get maga madras subsequently from the strap. So you see it's loy sabalat tuma. So therefore, obviously, they cannot be the interpretation. Which, however, Tei says, the Rabbi Shimon Miyanavai, the Mefarish, did he actually explain to loy amina sabalat tuma? We only don't say that something maybe is not, you're not going to say it's seishay from tuma. Hecha de tuma bolay maguva, meaning the Gemara's question over there is sabalat tuma. You're right, we can't resolve them over here. But he explains that we're not going to say the concept of being satisfied from tuma, that it can't get any more tuma, if the tum is coming from it itself. Oh, so that Asi Saba would make sense that, yeah, we say that it's Lay Sabala Tumma, and here it's Bois Lamaguf, it's coming from it itself, from the strap to the sandal to the strap. And therefore, maybe that would be a good interpretation of a resolution to say how it's possible, why it's not difficult on Rashi, why, yeah, it's gonna get the Tumma of Maga Medjus, and because, like Tyson had entertained to say, because it first gets medrash, the strap, when it's half stitched from the sandal, and then it gets maga medrash, the sole, from the strap subsequently, because you don't see sabat tumma when it comes from itself. But then Tzai says, v'ayyish lemer. Another approach Tzai says, what you could say is like this. T'la'ayzin, for the strap, ba maga medrash and medrash yachad. Kishatavala sandal. Actually, the strap gets maga medrash and medrash together when you stitch it to the sandal, which it's all happening at the same time. And the sandal batalizes. Now, the sandal is secondary to the strap, and therefore the sandal becomes tame, or tama of maga, like the strap had that tama. And the reason for that is because the eshali is tama lezeh b'lezeh, because you can't have one having tama without the other one, because since they're both connected, so one is going to be bottled to the other one. And now, wait a second, so how does the strap have both? Strap, you're not going to say sablo tama. Why? Because we're keeping shabolo ke'echad, because since they happen at the same time, it's when it straps it onto the sandal, saying shaykh le megabe sablo tama. So you can't say by it that it's already satisfied from tama. Because satisfied from tama means to say once I got one tama, it's not going to get another tama. When happening at the same time, which is that even though subsequently here when you're strapping on the strap to the sandal, it's happening at the same time, it's becoming part of the sandal, it's going to get both those tumas. So therefore, even if subsequently it becomes purified for medrash, it's still going to retain the maga medrash, and that's where the sandal is getting it, from the strap. Another approach to this says, why the sandal is going to have tar of a medrash, but still get a maga medrash, b'ritzvo aimer, he says. No, the whole question was, so why is it pan chadoshes on the maga, just on the medrash? And the ritzva says you can't say on maga pan chadoshes. Because even if both the straps would be detached, which is just pan chadoshes, roll a couple tumas maga, it's still fit to have a tum of maga medrash, of touching from a medrash. In miyakul tash mashachem, you would designate it for some other utility. And below in this battle, toys yichemikan, therefore it's not null from over here, the ability to designate it for something else. Because the chol shabbos shom is saknoi v'daiklus tamas, but every moment the person is fixing his sandals, his items, and his intention is to use it for something, which he could still do even when both straps are detached. Therefore, you don't say pan chadashes, because it's still the same element. You're always fixing it. It's not considered a new thing. But regarding to use it as a shoe, in nivzgush te'ozna, but if both of these straps get detached, then even if you designated, but then your das is nullified regarding all people, because when it tears, it's already not a shoe anymore. Now, even if you're going to fix it, that's not the original sandal, and therefore it's going to lose medrash, although, again, it will not lose maga medrash. So, Taisa told us two reasons. Why is it that a sandal that the ears get torn and you fix it, and then the second one tears, it's still going to have maga medrash, even though it's not going to have medrash. So Rashi initially wants to say, because you can still use it for something else, like a kli, not like as a sandal. Oh, based on that, even if we don't even fix the second strap, it's going to be tummy. But Rashi subsequently retracts his taste and asks the question. It explained that, the reason is because you could still use it as a shoe. Now, based on that, it has to be specifically if you fix the first strap, then it's going to be tummy. Then there's another two interpretations from Rashi, that how is it that the sandal is going to stop maga madras? One of them is in the Sechta Shabbos, where Rashi explains, because when it was tummy medrash, it touched itself and it gets maga medrash. Rashi over here explains, when it gets detached from the strap, then it's getting transmission of maga medrash. Whereas Tais explained that when you stitch on half, then, and this was Tais' own interpretation, when you stitch on half, so then it's going to, because actually we said the Tais is that was a Tais had a difficult Rashi, it has to be boys, mois, godl, be back at godl. Then Taisa, when saying Ve'ein Leimer, he was saying, and don't say this interpretation, that when you stitch on half, it loses it. So then the strap is bottled to the sandal, and then it becomes tum of medrash. And then when you stitch on the second half, then the sandal becomes tummy from touching the strap, so it's going to get maga medrash. Which, but then Taisa had the difficulty with Sabala Tumma, and that's to say that's not difficult. Because, and that's what Taisa was said, don't say interpretations. No, not necessarily difficult, because you could say, as those who want to say that since the tumma came from itself, or because it's happening at the same time, so therefore then it would be able to have, and it would have maga medrash with medrash, and it wouldn't be a problem of sabala tumma, which the Gemara doesn't answer that question. Or the Taisa brought from the Ritzva, that regarding maga, there's no problem upon pan chadasha, which was the whole question of, oh, say pan chadasha maga medrash too, because even when you tear both straps, it's still fit to have a tum of maga if you would designate it for something else, and therefore it never loses its status of whatever it is, whatever form it is, and therefore will have maga medrash even though it's not going to have medrash. Ketanek says, Master begins with Zigmar Pshita, it's obvious that, says Zigmar, Loit Tzricha knows necessary, this be by Dari, we're talking about where there's a granary. Chase explains, on whom is the Gemara asking the question? Rav Kahana had said, when you have a lot behind the houses, you cannot carry more than Dalet Amos, because it was not enclosed for residential purposes. Not Rav Nachman said, but if the house opened first, and then you enclose it, then you could carry in the whole area. So now the Gemara said, like we said, it was only Pasach Lev Hukav, but if it was Hukav B'Tzayim Pasach, then not. Which the Gemara then asked, which Atev Damasco, or Pasach B'Tzayim Hukav, that's obvious. So this explains, under Rav Nachman, under Rav Nachman, the man that he said in Pasach by Pasach Matl Tal, that if there's an opening that opens into it, then you're allowed to carry in the whole area. That's what part of, that's what the Gemara is asking. Because the Mefarash Hashas, the Gemara explained that he was talking about Pasach B'Tzayim Hukav, only if you opened up first, and then you went and enclosed it. But how part of Shidan, that's what the Gemara is asking, obviously, because Aval Hashas, the Mefarash, because although the Gemara's question actually comes after the Gemara qualifies his teaching. But on the Gemara who explains that Loi Martin, we didn't say this, that it's only when Pasach B'Tzayim Hukav, on that, the Gemara was not, Loi Pasach, the Gemara wasn't asking Pshita. Because you're right, the Gemara Shalom, what the Shas was coming to clarify was Hukav B'Tzayim Pasach. It was just coming to clarify the second halacha, that it was enclosed and then opened, that Loi Mahani, that that's what, that was the Chiddush of the Gemara. Not to say the Pasach B'Tzayim Hukav, because that was actually the teaching of Rav Nachman that the Gemara is asking on. What the Gemara was explaining was just to say that the Hukav B'Tzayim Pasach is not going to be effective. Which that was lafukim hanem redel kamon, that was coming to exclude from the certain number of rum that's brought later on of chavayim abeis kabev varnaki, which there are some opinion want to say hukam said pasach would also be permitted to carry. That's the Gemara saying that no, hukam said pasach is not going to be effective, and everything much course with Rav Nachman, not on the Gemara itself.